My child is an angel. The child is an angel. My goodness, isn't that a beautiful thought? Isn't that a beautiful concept? My child is an angel. Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. Coming to you from your bedside table, I'm that glowing candle there, sparkling in your eyes, telling you you're beautiful, you're wonderful, you're great. Now, my beloved boys and girls all over the world whom I visit every evening and I say goodnight to, you are my child. You are my children. You are my beloved. And each is an angel. Did you know that? Each child is an angel. Now, I travel all over the world and visit homes of boys and girls everywhere. And in every home I go, each child is treated like an angel by their mommy and daddy and by their relatives who live there with them. Each child is treated like an angel. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? I was in one home. It was such a lovely home. There was just a bed and a chair and a lamp and me sitting on the candles on the table next to the bed there. And there was Mommy and Daddy, and there was sister and brother sitting on the floor wanting to hear the story that Mr. Candle has to tell. And there was Aunt Josie and Uncle John sitting there. And there was Aunt Ellen and Aunt Ingeborg and Aunt Sylvia sitting there smiling and saying, "That lovely thing, this is my angel. My child is my angel." And this little child belonged to everyone. Everyone said, "This is my child." Now, their mommy and daddy says, "This is my child. We had this child. This is our child." But everybody else, too, said, "This is their child. Because my child is an angel." They look at this child and they see this child beautiful and glorious and good. And you know what the child is? The child is beautiful, glorious, and good. The child is always wanting to do lovely things and be a happy child. Now, can you imagine what that child's name is? That child's name is Penelope. Penelope. What a lovely name for a little girl. Now, I asked Penelope, I said, "Penelope, how do you like being the child of your aunt and your uncle and your brothers and sisters and your mother and father and grandma and grandpa? And everybody loves you because everybody calls you their child, and everybody knows that you're an angel." "Oh, you're not an angel that's in heaven with God, as the saying goes, or off on another dimension. You're a live, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed angel right here on this planet Earth doing beautiful things." Now, Penelope, why is it that they call you an angel? "I don't know." Well, Penelope, if you are an angel, and they call you an angel, you should know why they call you an angel. "Well, I don't know." "Well, Penelope, you should know." Now, I'm really kidding her, because she shouldn't know. So I say, "Penelope, I'm going to tell you why they call you an angel. They call you an angel because you are a happy child. Because you like yourself. Because you like your world. Because you're always looking for good and beautiful things around you, just as you did when you created everything to be beautiful and good around you. Penelope, you're a super girl." "Oh, yeah, I guess so." "Penelope, you're a super girl. Do you have anybody in your world that gives you a problem, Penelope?" "No. Everybody's a nice person." "Penelope, do you have a spanking from your mommy and daddy sometimes?" "No." "You don't have a spanking? Every child gets a spanking." "I don't." "Why don't you get a spanking?" "Because I always want to do what mommy and daddy ask me to do. And when I don't want to do something they ask me to do, I tell them, I say, Mommy and Daddy, I don't really want to do what you're asking me to do. Is it okay if I don't do that, please? And my mommy and daddy said, well, of course. You have a right to say no sometimes, and that's okay. Penelope, you are really an angel. And all in the room was not a very big room, but everywhere in the room were aunts and uncles and cousins and mamas and daddies and mama and daddy, one mommy and daddy, and grandma and grandpas and, oh, just lots of people. And they're all there just to hear Penelope talking to Mr. Candle. Now, normally, just the children can hear Mr. Candle. But Penelope said that she was going to have a special interview, and everybody in the room was allowed to hear Mr. Candle speak. And so they did. And it was wonderful. It was truly a wonderful experience. Now, my child is an angel. That's what every mommy and daddy says about their child. That's what every aunt and uncle and cousin says, and every grandma and grandpa says, and everybody in the world of a child says that child is an angel. My goodness. I am so fortunate. I travel the world and meet angels wherever I go. And they're the most sparkling, alive, vital, dynamic angels that you could ever want to know. And I'm just the most blessed Mr. Candle that ever lived. Boys and girls, can you see through the door there? Mr. Sandman standing there waiting to put his pixie dust on you and help you go to sleep and have beautiful dreams. Now you take your mommy and your daddy and give them a big hug and say, I love you, I love you, I love you. Take your aunts and your uncles and your cousins and your brothers and sisters. Wow, that's a big full-time job. And say, I love you, I love you, I love you. Grab your teddy bear, slide under the covers and say, good night. And off you go. There's Mr. Sandman popping his pixie dust all over you. So you'll have happy, wonderful, beautiful dreams. Know that I love you. And I'm Mr. Candle. And I'll be back another day for another visit and another talk about the wonderful things that make life so exciting and so wonderful. I love you. I love you. I love you.